Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter Reviews. This is episode number one. Sorry, one. Wait, I'm way off.
Wow,
today.
Talk about a time loop.
We got
there.
3 seconds in. I screwed it up already.
Good job.
351. I am joined tonight by Tim and Eric. We are here discussing everything new we watched this week or so. And I don't have much, so I'm going to listen to you guys, and you guys are going to put me on to what you think are the best things for me to watch. Hmm. We have a network announcement, though, first. Tim, you got to do something pretty cool last day or so, right?
Yeah. This morning, John and Sheba and I sat down with Sarah Irwin on Guardians of the MCU. She was the stunt actress who kind of doubled in for Sylvie with Sophie.
And Loki.
Sophie DiMartino on Loki.
Nice.
And really cool. We've been able to interview a few people here and there. We've never interviewed anyone who had done stunt work before. So really cool look into. We kind of talked a little bit about the business end of that and what it's like and all that. We talked about her experience actually on the show. And on other shows, she's actually done a bunch of different Marvel and DC things. She's been on Gotham and Arrow and Batwoman and Jessica Jones. And she was a background character in Avengers Endgame. So, yeah, really, it was a really good conversation. So that is going to be going public later this week, but this morning, soon after recording it, I put that up to our kind of as an early release to our Patreon bonus and premium members. So they have that right now.
That's right. And you could too if you subscribe and become a Patreon donor.
That's true.
That's right. I should do that. So I could get access to the interview.
Because right now you have no idea what you said. What if you put your foot in your mouth, Tim? No. You have no idea. You should go right now, randomchatter.com/Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So the big release this week is something I haven't actually had a chance to see yet, so you guys got to try to sell me on this. Jungle Cruise was just released on Disney Plus.
And theaters.
For the premium. In theaters, right?
Yep. And you better hurry up and watch it, because I think Tuesday night, I know we were going to cover Gunpowder Milkshake, but I know Robin's pretty anxious to cover Jungle Cruise, so Lou...
And I'm pretty anxious not to cover Gunpowder Milkshake. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it might be good to return to a movie that we all like. You know, we've had our rumbles over the last several episodes, which have been fun. I always like those episodes, but.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. It would be fun to cover a movie that we all agree is actually good, assuming you think it's good. By the way, Jungle Cruise made, I think, $33 million on Disney streaming.
Over 30,
which is a third of what it brought in overall. So
very
it's
cool.
The second movie that Disney's released numbers for.
You're right. Second one of the combination big screen and home release. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So you guys both watched it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And initial thoughts? I mean, Tim?
I liked it. It was a fun movie. Pretty well, very well acted. Writing was decent. Directing was pretty good. I will say the effects were kind of inconsistent. There were some parts where the effects like were really good, and then other parts where they were just not so good. But all in all, it's a good story. It's a fun movie. If you know, to not sit there and like be critical of a movie, it's just simply a fun movie to see. So I think once again kind of did really well with their whole concept of taking a theme park ride and making it into a movie. And I'll say it also like has vibes of a lot of other movies. I mean, you get some Indiana Jones vibe from it. You get some Brendan Fraser Mummy vibe from it. And also even, you know, you guys know I like old movies. Humphrey Bogart, African Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Like
there's a lot of that.
It's all about
I would
that.
Say even some Pirates of the Caribbean a little bit.
Yes totally. With some of the other characters that were in it. It was fun.
I mean, from watching the trailer, I can definitely see how all those things kind of play into it, because it does have that kind of fun doesn't take itself too seriously feel. But, you know, in a big name actor sort of way, I mean, we have, you know, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not entirely predictable.
No.
Okay, good.
I was on record pretty early on and on multiple occasions saying that the trailer didn't sell me. I thought the movie looked goofy and kind of silly and maybe even stupid. And while I was willing to watch it, I really didn't think I was going to like it much. And I think I may have liked it more than Tim.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to watching it. And to me, it looked like a fun, mindless ride, you know, like a fun popcorn.
So it was fun.
There's places.
It was fun and not as mindless as I expected. Yeah. Okay. I thought the writing was. So again, I mean, you're taking a concept about a Disney theme park ride that doesn't really have a concept. So if you're going to watch the movie, I would recommend Disney Plus has a series called. What's the title of it? Behind the Attractions.
Yes.
And they have an episode focusing on Jungle Cruise. It's the first of the five episodes, and it's really good. I'd recommend watching that first because I think you'll appreciate the movie even more. I think that
there's things that they do in the movie that are kind of like
directly harken back
to the ride.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they do it well,
which makes it fun.
And
they really do it
in a way that doesn't seem dorky or like out of place.
It's not forced.
Right. It doesn't seem forced at all. It seems like it really, truly fits. And the writing for the characters, I was really worried the characters would be very shallow and one-dimensional, and they weren't. I mean, the trailer, I don't think, sold the movie as well as it should have. I think the movie was really good. I thought the writing was as good as you could possibly hope for this type of movie. I was impressed with the writing. You're right, the effects kind of hit or miss, but we're getting a lot of that these days. And I don't know if it's a pandemic issue, a budget issue. I don't know what it is, but it didn't bother me. I guess I'm kind of getting used to it. So, but yeah, there were some spots where it was phenomenal and other spots where it wasn't really. I thought the pacing was really good. It wasn't that predictable. And, They handle the stakes really well. They set the tension the right way. I have no complaints. Like, I can't think of a single critique, maybe other than some of the effects. Anything I could come up with would be nitpicking. I think it's a solid movie. I'm not embarrassed that I said that I really wasn't interested in it, because I stand by that opinion based on the trailers. But it's good.
Sure.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. I would say if you like that type of movie, then it's easily worth the $30 to get on the premium. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you've got, you know, a couple, three family members that are watching it. That's definitely worth it.
If you're looking for something that's lighthearted, not this dark, heavy, like you walk away from it feeling like, well, now I'm depressed sort of movie. You're looking for something that's got some heart to it and it feels good when you're done. Mm-hmm. This is solid. Like, this doesn't come across as cheesy and like a high schooler could have written it and that we've seen it a billion times before. I think it was highly recommendable. I don't know. Yeah. I'm kind of... You know, for a while I was saying, yeah, I think maybe we're getting to that point where you can go to the theaters again. And then now I'm thinking, not so much anymore.
The pendulum is swinging the other way.
That very, very, very narrow window.
Delta variant, so.
Very narrow window has now maybe.
We talked about this right before we recorded and I looked out, I got a con in.
Yeah.
in this really small window.
Yeah, let's talk about that at the end of this episode. Hearing. I want to hear more about that.
Yeah.
And I think like
that was pretty
there's good. One theater around here where nobody goes to during the week at all. And I know that I could probably and you can see how many of the seats are taken up for the reserved seating and they space things out. So if it were a movie I really wanted to see and I went like on a Tuesday or Wednesday or something, and like before I went there I could pull up the seat map and there's like nobody in the theater, then I might go, but like it would take a lot, I think, right now. It's just it's not We got so close. Really, we were this close.
I know this month, and now it's just like I'm nervous again. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so Jungle Cruise, a hit. I think it's a solid recommendation. We're going to talk a little bit more about it on Movie Chatter, which tentatively will be this Tuesday. We didn't record last Tuesday. Sorry about that. One of our hosts had some family issues come up, couldn't make it. So we're going to do it this week. Also, we didn't record Force Chatter this week. This is a good time to throw that in. Just nothing going on in Star Wars news.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, so that was the one big thing for this week. Yeah. What else do you guys have that I should be watching?
Tim, you saw Jolt, right?
Yeah.
Saw Jolt. Service is that on?
That is on, I think it's HBO Max.
Okay.
What was that? I thought it was on Netflix on Prime.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was Amazon.
I'm sorry. It's on Prime. Yeah.
It piqued my interest, but I didn't watch it yet.
I'll be honest. This is another one where I looked at the trailer and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like every let me cram an action movie into my streaming service trailer that I've ever seen. So far on the trailer, I'm like, it's another Michael Bay schlock fest. I'm not sold. So please.
It is. So this is Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
It's a fun movie. It is a rather superficial movie. I'll give it that. I mean, it's just kind of Eric, your impression from the trailer really isn't all that far off in terms of, hey, it's a, you know, kind of run of the mill action.
You're supposed
film.
To be proving me but wrong, Tim.
But it is still a fun movie. The concept is a little unique. Kind of the central concept around the character, and it's really not a spoiler, that basically she has such extreme anger issues that she actually wears a vest that she can shock herself with, thus Jolt.
So now, every married woman in America is like, where do I get one of those for my husband, where when his anger management issues get out of hand, he gets electrocuted. There's such a market for that. No wonder this concept came up. Okay, I'm more interested now. Let's keep going.
Yeah, and that's really the foundation of it. So, you know, she has kind of a quasi relationship. The guy gets killed, and it's kind of like the first interest that she's actually had in a guy, just simply because of her personality traits and all that stuff. So she just gets really pissed off because this relationship was taken away from her. And so she then goes finding who killed them. And it's your revenge type of action movie. It's fun though. It was a lot of fun. I mean,
shocking twist.
I see what you did there.
I don't think it's anything that you're necessarily going to be bored through. It does move along pretty well. There are a couple of good story twists to it. And it's funny. It's got Stanley Tucci in it. I love Stanley Tucci. I'll watch damn near anything with him in it. And like, he's great in it. It's good.
Okay. Eric, what do you have to top that?
Not a whole lot. So another new release on Disney Plus this week. Don't shut the video off. I'll make this quick, I promise. Stay with me. Chip and Dale Park Life.
The male strippers?
Not them. Not them. They're not allowed in parks, I don't think. I don't know. I think they have to have a special permit for that. No, these would be Chip and Dale, the chipmunks that I grew up watching. I love the Chip and Dale shorts.
Rescue Rangers.
And then they had the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers TV series, which for its time was pretty good.
It was good. Yeah, sure.
This was really kind of horrible. So I got to say, I'm really not a fan of the new style of animation, and it's not just Disney, but Disney's really latched onto it. If you look at the recent Mickey Mouse shorts and Donald Duck shorts, that style. I hate, I cannot handle that weird.
I'm very much.
I don't even know how to describe it. That's the thing. Like, how do you describe how ridiculous that style looks like. And to be clear, I mean, I've loved animation. I haven't had a lot of exposure to anime, but I accept anime, and I don't mind most of the animation styles within anime, but like otherwise cartoons, I've grown up on them all the way from the classic Disney through the Don Bluth stuff, through the 1980s cartoon, the 1990s cartoon. I never got into like the Ren and Stimpy-ish sort of things. And Rick and Morty, don't like that animation style that much, but you know, South Park, Archer, C-Lab 2021, which by the way, hidden gem, don't let your kids watch it, but otherwise, I just don't like this new style. And I love like classic Disney shorts and stuff. So like I am the audience for this sort of thing. I just can't handle it. And it's not, like I said, it's not just Disney. Other, like the Looney Tunes stuff is kind of starting to lean a little bit into this style of art. I just don't get it. But anyhow, it was like the writing on it was okay, I guess. I kind of felt like it didn't really stay true to the characters of Chip and Dale. And I know that's like a ridiculous thing to say, but they are characters. They have a certain personality. If sure. I ask you to describe Chip and then I ask you to describe Dale, you could do it. Your descriptions, if this were your only exposure, would be different. I don't like that. It's just me. You know, it's out there. If you guys want to watch it, check it out. And then otherwise, continued watching Turner and Hooch. It's still good. It's fun family stuff. It's nothing worth writing home about. I did watch one thing that was interesting. I've only seen one episode. This is on Apple TV Plus, which by the way, if you have a PS5, then you get 6 months of Apple TV Plus for free. I think we mentioned that last week. And that is Watch the Sound. And it is a documentary series about music, and it's hosted by Mark Ronson, who you might recognize. You remember Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars? Okay. Mm-hmm. Not actually by Bruno Mars. That's on Ronson's album. It's not on a Bruno Mars album. So Ronson is a music producer. He's like a really, really well-known music producer who does like stuff, you know, you just don't know that you know him. So like he's A-list. Okay. So this would be like having Dr. Dre do a documentary on hip hop. Okay. Like this is the guy.
Right.
So this first episode was about auto-tune and the creation of auto-tune and how it came about from someone who's using it for finding oil deposits underwater and then adapted it to make it so people could sing in tune. And then when they broke it and used it wrongly, that's how we got all this auto-tune stuff. But they started, he talks like he interviews different people like T-Pain, who by the way can actually sing. Like he's actually I think he won one of the Masked Singer seasons. Like dude is a really good singer, but he's known for just doing auto-tune. And then there are other artists who rely on it heavily, and they go back and forth. And you know, Paul McCartney is interviewed in it. Anyway, good stuff. The next episode, I haven't watched it yet, but it's on sampling and the use of samples in music. And they'll probably get into some of the legal aspects and stuff like that. But this is all stuff that it's not like an inside baseball thing that much. Like they do a deep dive, but it's all stuff we know and that we can relate to. Mm-hmm. And, It's a really good series, really well done. And if you're at all into music, you're going to like this. If you're into audio production, you're going to love it. And if you're not at all, you're probably going to maybe pick up some artists. You're like, oh, let me write that name down and I'll do a search on YouTube or something. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Mm. And that's all I got. Cool. Oh, I watched Hobbs and Shaw finally, because I've never watched any except the first of the Fast and Furious, and figured I'd watch a different rock movie before Jungle Cruise. Don't know why, but so I saw it. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, the first two acts of it are fine. And then the third act falls apart, as does pretty much every Fast and Furious movie.
Okay. So good to know.
If you're watching it for the story, you're doing it wrong, Tim. I'm just saying.
I kind of went into it with that mindset.
Yeah.
Tim, you got anything else?
Anything else on your radar, Tim?
Yeah. So let's see. Along with doing a rewatch of Archer, which has been, it's been a rough couple last weeks. And I needed something that I could just kind of easily go to and just solely enjoy the clever humor of. If I wanted to pay attention to it, and if I didn't want to pay attention to it, that was fine. And Archer's that thing. So thank you, Hulu, for helping me out with that. I'm already into season three on Archer. And basically my expectation at this point is to get myself caught up on, back through everything on Archer by, I think it's August 25th, which is when the new season of Archer comes out. Okay. So that's pretty
is
much
that
my goal.
Is that the new final season?
Yes, it's the new final season.
Was there a final season?
Yes, last season was supposed to be the final season. Okay. And then they kind of got toward the end of it and they said, hey, yeah, we're going to do another one.
But this will be the final one because Jessica Walters passed away, right?
Yes.
Archer's mom. So unless they replace her, which I don't think they're going to do, there will not be any more after this.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Which is too bad. It's one of the most clever adult animation series that's existed. It's really
rough
good.
Seasons though.
It has those
the
kind
the
of
coma.
Like genre inspired ones were weird. I mean, the earlier seasons are really my favorites, where it's just, you know, straight up spy stuff and that's it. There's no like weird stuff that's associated with it. And those
this last
fun.
One wasn't bad.
Those are fun. Okay. No, the last, because the last one they've come back. And it's, you know, he's out of his coma and so the only other significant thing, which actually was this afternoon, we watched Woman in the Window. This is Netflix, came out back in May. It has a good cast. Amy Adams, Gary Oldman, Anthony Mackie, Julianne Moore. It was much more of a hardcore psychological thriller than I expected it to be. I kind of expected you watch again, I mean, impressions of trailers. You watch the trailer for it, and to me, it seemed very much like the movie Rear Window.
Yeah, I got that impression too.
Like that was very much the vibe that I got from it. Kids Ask Your Parents. This though was like, this was, as the movie continued to evolve, it got seriously hardcore. And there was some stuff in it that you're like legit in your head over, and it was good. It was good. It was really well done. The writing was good. They kind of stretched the second act some, but that also builds up a lot of where this thing was going in terms of a psychological thriller and kind of hitting you over the head with a friggin' baseball bat in the third act, which you're like just totally different. Didn't expect with it. I will also say that there is a bit of a disappointment, in terms of Anthony Mackie being in it. He's not in it very much. Hmm. In fact, most of him in it is telephone conversations, which you're only getting the audio of.
Okay.
So it's just odd that they would have cast Anthony Mackie in this movie to not really have him in that much. And maybe it was when they were doing Falcon and Winter Soldier and this was like a side thing or something. I don't really know. Although interestingly enough, Wyatt Russell is also in this movie. U.S. agent Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was kind of fun. And another side coincidence here is that Julianne Moore's character, the stunt double for Julianne Moore was Sarah Irwin, who we interviewed this morning. So that was actually the thing, like I've been almost about to watch this on Netflix like several times. And when I was looking up some of the background stuff for Sarah before the interview and I saw it in her IMDb credits and I said, damn it, that's it, going to watch this movie.
Nice.
So there it is. Yeah. Yeah, I would recommend it. If you like psychological thrillers, like I said, this one will hit you upside the head with a baseball bat. It's pretty good.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight after the show.
Interesting.
If you're crazy.
No, I won't wonder. I mean, I already know. I've had 12 different psychologists, you know, explain to me in detail. I'm pretty confident, Tim. Okay, I've been wanting new stuff to watch.
I had one thing that I wanted to watch.
What's that?
So I recently got an alumni magazine from school I went to in Florida, Florida Tech. And there's an article in there on, they're featured on episode 2 of The College Tour on Amazon Prime. I'm like, okay. I assume it's a
series
that
tours colleges.
Yep. I don't know who produced it. I don't know anything about it. I'm like, okay, I'll check this out. You know, it's something they, you know, I'll see my school, see what's changed since I've been down there.
They have electricity
now. Going on to Amazon.
Computers. Indoor plumbing.
Easy.
Paved streets.
I find it on Amazon Prime, and it says 2021 is when it was released, so it's new. And it does say that, so the episode I'm going to watch for Florida Tech is December 17th of 2020. You know, it says new for Amazon Prime in 2021. It says currently unavailable. I'm like.
The school or the episode?
Okay, so it.
Because,
episode, evidently. No, the school's still there. But I'm like, so they have like 7 episodes for the season 1 that all came out this year. Evidently, and it's unavailable. I'm like, how is it, you know, it's a series they're paying for to put on Amazon Prime and you can't watch it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird. You know, University of Connecticut's on here too, actually. It released June 17th, 2021, currently unavailable.
Just that one episode or the whole season?
No, I'll see the all 7 wow. episodes. But like the most recent one was University of Connecticut, June 17th, 2021. I'm like, why is that unavailable? I mean,
well, June 17th, that was a long time ago, Lou. So maybe ran for that many days and that was the release window and it's gone.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was surprised to see it prominently displayed in our, alumni magazine, and then you go to Amazon Prime and it's not here. I'm like, okay.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer.
You can't watch it.
So before we cut out, tell us a little bit about the convention stuff. Because you're not going to get to again for a long time.
Review the
con. I know. Yes. I may not have another con in me for a while. So TerrificCon is one of the conventions here in Connecticut that's done every August. And it was this past
weekend.
That's
the one up at the casino?
And,
Yep.
The one at Mohegan Sun Casino. And it's usually a pretty good event. They have pretty good names come in. Nothing huge, but, it's a typical... They'll call it a tier 2 con, right? It's not the, San Diego or New York, but, it's right there. It's pretty good. Friday, I thought, was a little bit lighter traffic-wise than in past years. I guess they limited tickets and, rightly so. But, it was weird and fun and exciting all at the same time. It was great to be back in that atmosphere and be back around people you haven't seen in a couple of years for, especially the 501st when we had our table set up and did a fundraiser. So it was a lot of fun. I got to wear a costume for the first time in 2 years.
Conveniently, your costume includes a mask.
Exactly. Yeah. Felt protected. Yeah. And it fits better now. I lost 40 pounds. So it's a
nice
good thing
and
too.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. It was just it was definitely weird to be in room with that many people again. Especially with everything, now Connecticut's, not mandating, but recommending people wearing masks indoors like a lot of the country is based on CDC recommendations. And I'm surprised that people that weren't wearing masks, there was a lot of people not wearing masks at all.
Well,
but,
I mean, up there, there's a high vaccination percentage compared to other areas. And I think that people,
I think Connecticut's like 70% or 80%
when you get vaccinated
of eligible people,
you feel safe because you're not going to get sick though. You could get sick, just not super sick. But I think a lot of people from day one with the vaccinations forgot about or really weren't educated on the fact that you can still catch it and transmit it to someone else, even with the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I've continued wearing a mask anytime I've gone in anywhere, even after getting vaccinated, because I have family members who aren't and don't plan to be. So, and I think now people are starting to realize, oh, well, that doesn't mean everything's fine. That means you're good, but you can still give it to other people, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because now people kind of felt like we're past it. And people were like, now things are returning to normal, and they're not, and we might revert right back to what we just left. And I think that is going to be what's really going to hit people psychologically, is the fact the having to step backwards and to revert back to where we were before. That's what people aren't going to accept. And I think it's going to be as difficult as last year was. I'm really curious as to how the rest of 2021 is going to go sociologically.
Yeah. And I said this before on the show, definitely said it in person with friends around here, but I've worn a mask a lot at work. Our work never closed. We were there every day. I'm wearing a mask, 8-10 hours a day. Here. And I'm like, okay, so why don't we just open things up like we've been doing, get back to normal, get back to having events in person, but just wear a mask. I don't understand this real big pushback from everybody about not wanting to wear a mask. It's like, it's not right, my right not to wear a mask. Okay. I just don't understand that. But this isn't the place for that discussion. No, just that that's what kind of bums me out, that we're there now because people aren't trying to be smart about things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the last few days we have seen record high numbers of infections, from what we've seen through this whole pandemic. I mean, there are places like Florida that surpassed their numbers from last year. Their daily averages over the last couple of weeks. And, it's real unfortunate. I mean, we were kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but because there's a lot of folks who aren't participating, in things like masks and vaccines, that we're taking several steps backwards, and it's unfortunate and it's frustrating. And if people are going to be frustrated over this, and I understand that there are people who have never wanted to wear masks who have been frustrated with this whole thing, understand that we're taking steps backwards and we're prolonging this because of those folks who have been resistant to
this. Is
doing
a consequence of,
so if you want to get through if you want to get through it,
suck it up and go through what we've all otherwise been going through, and then we can be done. But we can't ever get done if we don't actually do what we need to do. So I've got some other strong opinions about it, but again, probably not the place for it. I will say this. I saw something, I think it was on CNN earlier today or yesterday, that was encouraging. And it was one of the hotspots. I don't remember whether it was Georgia, Arkansas, something like that. One of the states that had one of the highest rates also had like a 25% increase in vaccinations over the last couple of weeks. So,
good.
That's something. Maybe the news is getting out and maybe people are starting to shape up. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. The unfortunate side is that there's people who have refused to get the vaccine who do get sick from this. They end up in the hospital and they're saying, gosh, I wish I had the vaccine.
You've seen a lot of that. Yeah.
And at that point, it is too late.
Well, we only discuss it here because it does directly affect, we're talking about movies. We're talking about the industry. Mm-hmm. We're talking about all that. And it's had a big effect on the industry. It's had a big effect on what we can go see and what we can go review. I still want to see the G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie. I still want to see Old, the Lou movie.
Up?
Well, they both kind of remind me of Lou. So, love you, Lou. Hey, I had to balance it out because in the chat room, they're talking about you looking great in your cosplay. And then Tim, for some reason, said Lou is always sexy. And I like, you got to balance that out somehow. So anyway, well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of Random Chatter. If you're here live in the chat room, stick around in just a few minutes, probably faster than usual. We're going to be back with our news episode. And otherwise, head over to randomchatter.com/YouTube, hit the subscribe and like button, and go to randomchatter.com/escapehatch. That is the Discord server we hang out in. You can hang out with us there as well. And what else? Oh, Tuesday night, we're going to be doing a review of Jungle Cruise. We might talk a little bit about Gunpowder Milkshake. I don't know, just to get it out of our system. Yeah, I don't know. I know Robin really liked it, and I think it's only fair that we let her explain why she did. So
it was a fun
movie. It wasn't fun. I don't even hate it enough to bash it. Like, it wasn't horrible. It just wasn't, you know, yeah.
Don't try to think there are certain movies that you just don't need to be turning your brain on that much. Don't try to think your way through certain movies.
I'm not trying to, but when I have to like turn my brain off to the point where I'd be better lobotomizing myself before I start it, that's different. Okay. Last time I tried that, it didn't work very well. I've still got the scars and stuff. It's my hair still hasn't grown back yet, as you can tell. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of Random Chatter. We'll